I'm Todd Gleason at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, joined by the president, the chancellor, the provost, and the dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, all from the University of Illinois. President Joseph White with us, Chancellor Richard Herman, provost Linda Katehi, and Dean Bob Easter. Mr. White, let's begin with you. You're the president of a land-grants institution. What exactly does land-grant mean?
Well, thanks for asking, Todd. A land-grant institution like the University of Illinois is the result of the Morrill Act of 1862. President Abraham Lincoln led the creation of these universities across the nation with a grant of land, and their purpose has been to provide high-quality, practical education to large numbers of people to help them fulfill their dreams and to ensure the development of a strong democracy and a prosperous economy.
What types of things do you expect that the university will be doing in the near future to push forward this land grant institution of the state of Illinois?
Well, our mission is to teach students on a large scale, to do high quality research that creates the tomorrow we all want, and to serve the state and its needs, particularly in economic development. We've been doing that for 140 years, and we're going to continue to.
Chancellor Herman, can you tell me about the threefold mission of the University of Illinois and other land-grant institutions?
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. You know, it's our missions are really to teach, in particular, the students of this great state, to do research, which actually affects our teaching. We have thousands of students involved in our research, even at the undergraduate level, and to reach out and give back to society. And one of those ways we do that is through the University of Illinois Extension. Other ways are through programs such as the East St. Louis Action Research Project. Other ways are working with the city of Chicago. We really are seeking to become the premier public institution in this country. We're already among the top handful due to no small account the great positioning of the College of Agriculture. Right now we have a strategic plan which I think is going to propel us to that exalted spot in public higher education. And I really think it would be a good thing to turn this over to the provost right now for discussion of that.
Speaking of the provost, Linda Katehi is with us to talk about some of the research initiatives on campus and the strategic plan. Tell me about it, please.
Great. The university, in fact, has decided to invest substantially on a number of initiatives which are critical to improving the economic environment in the state and the nation. We have one in informatics, we have another one in health, and the last one in energy. In the energy area specifically, there are many opportunities, of course, for new energy sources. And the institution has strengths in many areas, including biofuels, oil, as well as nuclear. So we are going to be looking into a number of those and build on our strengths.
Speaking of the biofuels, the Dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences is on hand with us. Dean, there's been a number of initiatives on campus that detail ethanol, other types of biofuel alternatives. Can you tell me the types of research that are being done in your college?
Absolutely. We have about 40 faculty that are doing something related to bioenergy. Certainly ethanol has been at the forefront for us for many years, especially technologies related to the new kind of dry grind production plants. B.J. Singh in agriculture, biological engineering, Kit Roush and others have done very good work there. We're also looking at new crops, miscanthus, which is a semi-temperate zone variant of sugarcane, a really big grass. If we get the cellulosic ethanol technologies worked out, could be a real opportunity for Illinois farmers to grow. And then some of the interesting things we do, several years ago, Yanhui Zhang in Ag and Biological Engineering started a project to get rid of pig manure. And his idea was to replicate the conditions that produce petroleum, basically temperature and pressure. And so he has this very nice system today where you put in pig manure and out the other end comes oil. And that's certainly something that, if nothing else, solves the problem. They're looking now at applications in places like New York City just to help them get rid of organic waste. And then we have been looking beyond ethanol. Certainly it's a great first chapter, but there are other opportunities. Butanol, you've heard quite a bit of interest in the last several weeks about this next generation fuel. And Hans Blaschek, Food Science, Human Nutrition, has been working on not only microbes that will produce butanol, but the actual design of facilities for years. And we have patents in some of those areas, so we're ready to go there. Our process now is to bring all this together in a center of bioenergy and to give real visibility to what we're doing on our campus.
Thank you very much, Dean. The Dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Bob Easter, along with the President of the University of Illinois, B. Joseph White, the Chancellor, Richard Herman, and Provost Linda Katehi. I'm Todd Gleason.